Hello, I'm Chaim. I am a sexaholic. Okay, this is step 8. I guess we're doing number 2. Made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. This comes right after step, 6 and 7, where we ask God to remove our character defects. Like we explained last week, before every step there's like a real willingness, you know. Step 2 is the willingness for step 3 to give my will over to God. Step 4 is the willingness to work step 5, where basically I tell over my stuff. Step 6 is the willingness for step 7 to have God remove our character defects. And step 8 is the willingness for step 9 to actually make the amends. That's what we spoke about last week. Made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. In the white book, he brings down over here that there's something called step 8.5. Where basically steps 8 is the willingness to make amends, and then in step 9 we actually make the amends. The problem is, a lot of the people who I need to make amends to are people who I myself hate with a passion. Are people who have a huge part in why I hurt them. Meaning, yes, I've hurt this guy in camp who was treating me very badly, so I retaliated and hurt him. So I'm going to now go to that guy and make amends. Yes, I need to make amends to my wife. She was the one that started up. For example, she said no to sex, right? So it's her fault that now I'm in a bad place. Or my kid is really acting up, so now I heavily disciplined him and did something wrong, let's say, towards him. I'm going to make amends to him. He owns the bigger part in it, or he owns a part in it. Or I'm just angry and miserable at the guy. How am I supposed to have the willingness to actually work the steps to the level where I'm going over to the guy and asking the guy for forgiveness? I hate him. So it's a weird and uncomfortable situation. And basically, there's like a white lie going on here. If I come over to you and I say, do you forgive me for what I've done to you? And meanwhile, I hate you. I'm angry at you for what you did to me. It's a lie. So this is a very, very important part where somewhere, like he says in the white book, there's an untold thing that needs to go on between step 8 and 9. And that is the unspoken rule where I need to bring up the forgiveness towards that person. I need to start forgiving. Not just by making amends and then moving on. There's a forgiveness process where I forgive the people that have hurt me so badly. And I think for myself, that is a very, very difficult part of the step. I think that's where people get like more than even just going over and saying, you forgive me, what do you mean? I'm a hero. People look at me like a giant amongst men who asks for forgiveness years later after something. But rather, for me, it's hard. It's like, how do I forgive you for what you've done to me? I was a little kid. I was a little bit older. I was this and that. So we spoke about a lot of this in our fourth step. And I think it applies over here as well, is the principle in the big book where I'm not the only sick person in the world, you know? Most of us have real diseases. Every human person in the entire world has some sort of issues going on in their life. And fears, and worries, and concerns, and finances, and resentment, and abuse, and trauma. And when I got hurt, it wasn't because they woke up that morning and said, hey, let's destroy Chaim's life. That's not what they did. They were destroyed. They were hurt. They were beaten. When my wife says no to sex, it's not because she just is like, hey, let's destroy Chaim. There's an entire lead up to that. And untold is a lead up called sexualism. You know, pain, trauma, insanity. When my wife is just in a bad mood, right, and I'm just uncomfortable as a result, so I start doing things to try to make her into a good mood, and what ends up happening is somehow she gets upset at the things that I'm doing, and the dance starts. There's a lot that came before that as well. The realization of that when people hurt me, and those people that I'm going over to make amends to, are people who actually are in pain themselves. who are actually hurting themselves, who are actually uncomfortable with themselves. And like we said last week, that's the beauty. Once I clean house, once I live a life of giving my will over to God, once I live a life of asking God to remove my character defects, once I live a life of now starting to make amends, I have enough confidence in myself through step 7 of humbleness, of confidence, like we explained. The humbleness is our confidence of who I am, that I can actually start being an influence, a spark onto people who are hurting. And here's the first step into step 11, that where there is pain, may I bring, you know, joy, or whatever the words are. But where there is darkness, may I bring light, may I be a channel of love onto other people. This is that first glimpse into it, where I could go over to somebody else who hurt me, who I'm resentful to, not only make amends to them, but forgive them. And they'll feel that in that connection. You know, it's not anymore the old way of I'm sorry, which basically in English means F you, you know, or bug off, or like, I just don't want you to hate me, so I'm making amends. It's me putting a spark into that person's life where that person feels forgiven. Because I know myself, when I retaliated or I crap all over somebody else, I feel bad. That person who crapped all over me also feels bad. When that person who crapped all over me, now I could go over to and tell them, do you forgive me for what I did? In a loving, content, calmness way. I brought a spark into that hurting person's life. Leading up to that step 11. It's all intertwined and interconnected, the whole steps. It's a phenomenon. It really, really is. I got evicted from the building that I'm in right now, my business. And I was told I basically have like 60 days to like pack up and leave. And the way it was done was a very like bullying, belittling, degrading way these people did it. It wasn't like respectful and normal. And so 3 guys basically came up to me and with a lot of like attitude, these people are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, basically tell me, okay, that's it. So in 6 days, you're out of here. There's nothing to talk about. And because of my program, which was not me in the past, I didn't have to sit there and like fight it out, like basically who could show off who's more powerful. I was able to humble myself in front of these guys and really like in a calm, content, normal, serene way have conversations. 2 out of 3 got so uncomfortable with my calmness and like the way I was talking to them, that they both like, I don't even know what to say over here anymore. They got uncomfortable. They wanted a fight. They came to fight. There's nobody to fight with. That they told the third guy, you deal with it. And they basically just booked. And the third guy, in such a respectful, calm way, like asked me, what do you need from me? Not only did I give myself the enormous gift, I gave them the gift. I gave the world a gift. I spread my wings and fly, not only for myself, but for the world. I allow people to live. And now this guy's answering my phone call, and we're communicating. Is it uncomfortable? Of course. Is the pain? Of course. But this leads into the second part of really step 8 and 9. Step 8 mainly. And that is the untold forgiving of myself. My life was a life of pain and discomfort. And at any time, you know, like it says in step 6 and 7, we step on the toes of others, they retaliate. So I was all busy watching other people either retaliating against me or I'm against them. But there was no harmony. And in step 6 and 7, we put down the blame game. We put down the fight. We don't fight anymore with anybody else. Coming into step 8. To be able to now learn how to forgive myself, the idea and the concept is not just by walking around, I forgive myself for being a schmuck, I forgive myself for masturbating all year, I forgive myself for acting, I forgive myself for... It's an automatic forgiveness that starts becoming real in my life as a result of the newfound me. I forgave myself. How did I forgive myself? By not getting into a huge fight with this guy and getting into a whole back and forth where I get bent out of shape and I'm sitting by the computer with my pants down and watching porn. That's forgiving me. Not by forgiving myself for all the details and everything that's gone on. It's a forgiving life, an attitude. It's a whole new way of living. Just giving examples, this past week, a guy who I've processed an order for a significant amount of money. 6 months later, I stored the guy's material. I paid for all the merchandise. I'm supposed to be shipping it to the guy. The guy calls me and cancels the whole job. I'm like, dude, like, where are you even coming from? Like, what's going on over here? But instead of getting into the whole principle of who's right and wrong and how dare you and how should you and if you do this, it was a forgiving attitude, an attitude of this guy's broken. This guy's confused. The guy is hurting the same way I'm hurting right now. The guy told me he got screwed by his person the same way I'm getting screwed. And the hurt hurt. To have a conversation and not to, I'll take you to court and I'll sue you and da, 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 da. The guy's communicating again with me. The guy's trying to figure out a way how to make it work. Yeah, the guy's also trying to screw me. So I need to stand up for myself. I'm living a forgiveness life to myself. It's just a forgiving attitude all over. I put in some shelves in my house so for clothing and stuff, and it didn't come out the right way. And I came into my house yesterday, and I really, like, my first reaction was like, oh, like, what? I finally spent some money, and like, this is how it came out? To be able to forgive myself and just get into a place of, wow, I actually have shelves. I actually, like, it will work out. It's going to take some frustration. I have to make some phone calls to learn how to forgive myself. Now think about it. If I was walking around for the past week with resentments towards the people that kicked me out, with resentments towards the shelf guy, with resentments towards the guy that screwed me, with resentments obviously towards God because he's the cause of all my problems, with resentments towards everything, and somehow it would automatically turn into my wife's fault because she's not loving me and showing me and giving me enough sex, of course I'm acting out. Of course I'm acting out. I'm so riled up with anger and resentment and fear and frustration. Of course I'm clicking to check out the new fads or the new dance videos or God knows what that came out. Because I'm so uncomfortable. It's not because I'm horny. It's because I am uncomfortable. Because I'm living the past life. And this is the opportunity of living the new life. The new life. So in step 8 is these two concepts. It's first of all the concept of forgiving the people who we make amends to and then forgiving myself. Living a new life of forgiveness. Of when things go wrong, how do I react towards it? Harvey told me one of the most painful, but yet healing, but confusing ideas recently. And that was, if you think life is painful until this point, it's going to get worse. But the difference is, you have a way how to deal with it. In the past, you didn't. Of course life is going to get more difficult. Families are growing. More responsibilities, more obligations, more commitments, more in everything. So the more there's good, it comes with a lot of packages of problems. But it's how I react towards it. It's not that the program promises after doing this 8th step, now comes the 9th step where all the promises start coming, where it's an idea of like promises start showering. No, problems start showering in. We start feeling, we start recognizing what's going on in our lives, but the promises come because we can actually deal with it. We could deal with our finances. We could deal with resentments. We could deal with all the promises of we're not going to be intimidated by other people. We're going to, all the ideas of we're going to be able to live in calmness and peace and serenity. We're going to know a new existence, a life. All of that is as a result of now I could deal with issues that are hitting me. And that's the gift. That's the gift. Not that there won't be problems. Now, like, my old life, I need a change of, when something goes wrong, oh shit, God is screwing me again. I could have that thought, but that's the exact same thought of, oh wow, there's a pretty woman, she wants to have sex with me. The same way the thought of that woman wants to have sex with me, what I do is say, God, take that shit away, it's a lie, and pray for that person. The same idea of when the thought hits me of, God is about to screw me. God, take away that thought. It's a lie. I need to believe that you're all love. And that's the beauty of step 8, to lead to step 9. And lastly, I want to say this again and again. This workshop is not a workshop of, this means we went through our steps. It's a workshop of giving concepts and ideas and everything. But doing the steps is really sitting down with the sponsor and writing it out and working through it and then bringing it into the daily living and daily lives. But these are just concepts and ideas, and obviously right away we listen to your sponsor over myself or anybody else. Is there any questions or anything?
With these stories that were going on, like as you were reacting to this, how does that forgiving yourself come into the equation?
So again, how does these stories come into forgiving myself? In the past, I would have reacted towards these stories in rage, in fear, in blame, in shame, in hate. That would have destroyed me and everybody around me. Today, by reacting towards it in a positive and healthy way, where I'm calm and content and serene, and then get bent out of shape, but back into calm, content, and sereneness, I'm forgiving myself. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is turning around from bad to good. Forgiveness is taking negative and making it positive. That is forgiveness. I'm forgiving myself. I'm living a life of forgiveness towards me. It allows me to forgive the past because I don't live in the past anymore. I'm in the present. I am here and now. So it's a forgiving life. It's a life of acceptance of myself. It's a life of embracing myself. It's a life of, very simple, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the willingness to know the difference. That's exactly what I'm doing in these cases scenarios. And there are times that I don't do it and I get bent out of shape, and that's the gift of program. But making that phone call and working with other people, it could, again, bring me right back onto the same path. And that's this concept when I was by one of the conventions. So Nancy, Harvey's wife, gave this magnificent talk. And she spoke how she never brings up the past to Harvey about his insanity, ever. Never brings it up. And a lot of people were very uncomfortable about that. Like, what the hell does that mean? My wife brings it up. And I remember she stepped down and everybody's like applauding and everything. And, you know, everybody's sitting there with their mouth closed, but there was a table of us guys sitting there. And we don't keep our mouths closed. So one guy like shout out to Nancy. This guy was going through the gates of hell. And he's shout out to Nancy. He's like, Nancy, my wife brings up all the shit. Very nice, you don't. And what do you have to say about that? And Nancy just turned around and said, the reason I don't bring it up is because it's in the past. Your wife brings it up because it's in the present. I don't bring it up because it's not around anymore. It's a forgiveness attitude. If it's in the present, then of course, whether it's there subconsciously or not subconsciously, of course my wife's going to bring it up. If I'm still giving her those same vibes and feelings of what I was giving her in my addiction, even if I'm behaving and not taking actions or lust, there's going to be retaliation. If I'm giving my friend, my chavrusim, the guy in shul, anybody those same vibes, my children mainly, is a big one, of course it's here now. It's not a forgiveness. It's not a changed attitude. It's living there. It's not living here. That's the idea and that's the concept. There's a question if I want to give that.
No, you should live in the present, not the past.
How do you balance the like forgiveness with the standing up for yourself and not getting taken advantage of? Like, how do you balance that?
That's a great question. How do you balance the forgiveness with standing up for yourself? Basically, I'm not a shmata. I am who I am. And don't take advantage of me, but yet living that forgiveness type of what's it called? I think that's where we said last week, if it comes off of a step 6 and 7 where I know who I am today, I know who I am. I know I'm a good husband. I know I didn't take action or lust on the computer today. I know I'm living happy, joyous, and free. My wife knows it. My children know it. People around me feel it and see it. So if I screw up and I make a mistake and simply say I'm sorry, it's not going to deplete me. If I screwed up royally, if I screwed up even and took an action or lost, it's not going to deplete me to the point of grabbing my penis and masturbating because I am who I am. I am who I am. My sponsor was telling me the other day, He said he wished the women understood what the work we're doing. Like he wanted to create like a situation where once a month we have a celebration where our wives actually see how many sponsees we have, how much work we do, how people compliment us, what we have created and what we have accomplished. The only thing they hear sometimes is the pain and the insanity and the craziness, or I come home and I brag to them, which makes them uncomfortable. What are you bragging about, you sexaholic? You know what I mean? But if I'm not bragging, I'm living a spiritual life where when I come home, the house becomes happy, joyous, and free, as opposed to in years past when I came home, I was the cause of chaos and serving the king, it becomes crazy. So in simple terms, to answer your question, if I'm living a spiritual life, making amends is boosts me. It doesn't make me feel like crap. It's just the opposite. Humility, like we said, is right-sizing myself, is knowing who I am. Knowing who I am is if I made a mistake, I say I'm sorry. I went to a dinner last night, and at the dinner, to make a long story short, they wanted to honor me by the dinner, right? And I didn't want to accept the honoree and back and forth with them. At the end of the day, they told me they didn't let go of me. So I used the beautiful tool of program of I don't make decisions of my life. I told the Rosh Hashiva. I base it on two other people who guide me. And whatever they say, I do. Can't do anything about that, right? What are they going to do, go call those two people? Yeah. So he left. I sat down with my wife. I spoke to my wife about it. My wife said she thought that I should do it, but I got to be aware of X, Y, and Z and see if it's coming from a healthy place. Yabba yabba. Beautiful conversation. I called my sponsor. My sponsor, after talking back and forth, said I shouldn't do it. Went back to my wife with what my sponsor said. My wife agreed that I shouldn't do it. I called the Rosh Hashiva. I'm not doing it. End of story. Right? But I told him I have a friend who used to learn in the yeshiva, who I believe, hope he never hears this, who has a difficult life, very difficult life, a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty from a kid, very close friend of mine, and he's going through a very hard time now, mentally, family, everything, finances. I said to the Rosh Hashiva, I said, to be honest with you, the whole institution of school is to lift people up, is to teach people, to grow people. Give it to him. Give it to him. And first they were like, blah, blah, blah. And I said, he's a lovable guy. People are going to come for him. They'll come for him more than me. I'm telling you, give it to him. And, you know, the day comes and I see he's on the honorary list. And the dinner happened last night and he's there walking around and he's getting attention and the place was jammed. It was unbelievable. And they made it like a fabulous dinner and everything. And there was like two feelings inside of me. There was the one feeling of like, so proud of myself. I mean, ask the people that knew me from years ago. This is not who I was. I ran after attention. I would have died for attention. And there was the feeling inside of me of such gratitude, of real gratitude, of like, look what I became. And then, thank you, appreciate that. On the flip side, there was this feeling of like low self-esteem of this is not the amount of people that would have come for me, you know? And then there was this feeling inside of me, to be honest, is like, damn it, I want to tell everybody, like, it's me, hello? Do you realize how great I am? You know, like could somebody like recognize my who I am? And then to top the whole thing off, it happens to be funny, to top the whole thing off, I had a lot of resentments towards the school, personal resentments, which I had a very difficult time working through. I also had a very hard time with giving charity a tenth of what my income is because of trauma for there. And my wife suggested to me that this is the opportunity to work on it. You know, maybe it's their amends by asking to honor you and you couldn't do it. Maybe it was their amends to you. They didn't realize it, but maybe that's a way of making amends for stuff they did wrong to you. And maybe, you know, you did well by them by, you know, telling them to use this guy. But maybe give an extra, and this is the point that I couldn't. I needed to do a lot of work on it. And at one point I decided, okay, that's it, I'm giving it, you know? I gave 2-page, full-page ads. I never do this. And it was like, I'm going to make it happen, right? Now, obviously, there's that little voice in my head that I hope my friends realize and see those 2 full pages, and people think that I'm making a lot of money, even though I know I'm not, but at least they think I am, so it all works out. You know what I mean? That feeling. I'm sitting there by the dinner, and they had this new tablet. That it's not even a book. It's a tablet, and you could go through the pages by tablet. So it's like everybody's sitting there going through the pages. My name is Chaim. My wife's name is Miriam. My mother's name is Chaya. They have 2 full pages of Chaim and Chaya. Instead of Chaim and Miriam, gave 2 full-page ads. Basically, me and my mother gave 2 full-page ads. I'm telling you, it's like, I get some recognition and like love, and like I found myself like, this is really me and my wife. You know what I mean? Like, hello, get over here. You know what I mean? I found myself like, after doing it to one person, I was like, Chaim, take a deep breath, relax. This is part of God's world. Laugh at it. And then comes the feeling, I'm calling them up. You wanted me to be on, now you know why I didn't want to. Blah, 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 blah. And in my addiction, holy crap, the amount of masturbating and confusion and self-righteousness. And now it's my wife's fault because she wanted to make me become the honoree. Imagine if I would have been, I would hate her for it. And when I came home, you didn't even give me sex, and I'm feeling all bad about everything. So of course you should give me sex. I'm like, what I would have come up with and justified, and rightfully so. This is what I mean by living a forgiveness life. I was able to, last night on the phone, be with a sponsee and laugh my head off about this. And in the middle of it, it hit me. Like, what a gift. What happens if they would have, like, picked a name, I don't know, a random name, woman's name, and it would have been in 2 pages of in the paper saying, Chaim and somebody else. You know how triggering that would have been? How effing triggering that would have been? I would have started to like Google that name, you know, like, who? Maybe she put it in. She's really mad. And I was telling this over to my sponsor, how triggering. Thank God they put my mother in there. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, love you, Ma, too, you know? Here's the bill, you know? But to be able to laugh at that and to be able to make it light, life ain't so easy. The idea is it becomes easy when we can have fun with it and we can laugh at it and we can enjoy it and we can tell stories about it and not take it so serious. And who really gives a crap how much money I do have or I don't have or what's happening? If I saved the guy's life, I made $1 million that day. If I saved 5 people's lives by answering 5 phone calls, I made $5 million that day. To have that attitude, if my business goes down, and if everything goes down, nobody could take away from me what I have accomplished in this program. Nobody could take away from me what I have accomplished by the JSS. Nobody could take away from me all this good. I think we need to wrap this up. Thanks.